The first two rooms focus on the geological development of Styria. First, let's take a look at the large picture frieze. The individual pictures were painted by Fritz Messner, a Styrian artist and fossil collector. The frieze shows life in Styria during the three great geological eras. Transitions into a new geological era are marked with arrows and dates beneath the frieze. The first thing one notices is the underwater world. During the course of its geological history, Styria was for the most part covered with seas. Many rocks originated in the area of reefs and lagoons. The large blocks of stone in the middle of the room each come from reefs that formed in all three geological eras in Styria. On the horizon of the frieze, you can see major global events. Although these did not actually happen in Styria, they did have an effect all over the world. For example, in the area of the Paleozoic era, the formation of mountains is depicted. The fossils shown on the wall display beneath the frieze correspond to that particular geological era. All of the animals and plants in the painting are corroborated with fossil specimens. The frieze begins on your left with the Precambrian section, with processes that occurred generally. During this period, cyanobacteria produced the first oxygen. This was followed by the Paleozoic era. During the Paleozoic, the first organisms with calcareous outer shells appeared, and they have survived as fossils. The end of the Paleozoic was marked by a huge mass extinction, which wiped out 90% of all living species. The Mesozoic era followed. This was the age of reptiles and ammonites. An asteroid impact brought the Mesozoic to an end, leading to a mass extinction in which the dinosaurs also disappeared from the face of the Earth. The Cenozoic era shown in the frieze reaches through into the next room. During the Cenozoic, the sea in Styria gradually silted up. This was also the period of the Ice Age. In the following audio guide sections, you can hear more about the individual objects and explore the animal and plant world of each geological era. At the workbenches in this room, you can learn about the movements of the tectonic plates and earthquakes. Core samples from Styria give us a clear picture of the geological foundations of our landscape. The beginning of the room presents the different classes of rock and their cycles on the Earth.